Hello, I'm Sarah Lusher and welcome to this July edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We are continuing to bring you this version of the printed edition of the magazine by kind permission of Archant and with the help of our readers who've been busy making recordings at home, often under the duvet, which gives a better sound quality, though sometimes it's a little hot. Our technical officer, also at home, then puts the tracks together for uploading onto our website, and a small team of us go into the office to copy the recordings onto the memory sticks. So our readers, Kevin Ford, Sarah Kings, Caroline Aldrey and Tim Peters have done their bit, and along with regular features and contributors, they're going to tell you about a blackcurrant grower, a lady with a love of owls, a motorbiker searching for the simple life, the bravery of airmen in the Battle of Britain, and the art of horse dancing. So first off is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine. Dominic.
So we emerge, blinking, like bears waking from hibernation, into a familiar but very different world. Some of us are coming out carefully, sniffing the air warily, edgy, and still a little anxious. Others have shot out like a cork from a champagne bottle, desperate to get to Primark and join the queue. So much has happened, and indeed not happened, since we pulled up the drawbridge and hunkered down. What have we, in our quiet corner of the world, learned? Local shops are brilliant. A salute to Norfolk's countless small shops, farm stores and delis across the county who stepped up to the plate and put food on it. Without you, we would have probably been foraging in hedges and kebabbing rats. These women and men saw a crisis, adapted, worked their socks off and said to their communities, "We're here for you." What they've also done is bring back some of the glue that helps bind us together. Wouldn't it be nice if we repaid them by spending just a few bob every week in their shops? Tesco Sons wouldn't miss it, honestly. Gardens are brutal. I'm lucky. Norfolk Magazine's editorial powerhouse now has a view over the garden. I sometimes wish it didn't. Nature is red in tooth and claw, wildlife programmes will gleefully tell you. Well, I got that right. Yesterday I was watching a fluffy little blue-tit fledgling sitting on the bird feeder, waiting for Mum or Dad to feed it. A split second later, I was watching it disappear into the blue sky in the claws of a hawk. It had gone from waiting for lunch to being lunch. Then there are the woodpeckers. Savage. They battered their way into two nesting boxes. This is not a garden to be a blue tit, I can tell you. And frankly, it was a massacre. Something also burgled the bug hotel and made off with the 50-plus residents. On the good side, we have a hedgehog who trundles amiably through the garden each evening. The courgettes are coming on well, and we'll probably have enough tomatoes to stage a socially distanced La Tomantina-style festival in the village. It's a dog's life. Our dogs must have thought that every day was the weekend, at least for the first few weeks, with their humans around 24/7. Now they barely raise a head to acknowledge you. It's much the same with Mrs. Castle. And I don't envy people with cats at all. All those new hobbies? Did you learn a new language, or perhaps develop a new skill like welding or crochet or bonsai tree pruning? Me neither. I didn't bake either. Scientists predict that post-COVID a new species will appear with its DNA roots in all those sourdough starters that people boldly began and then shoved to the back of the fridge when it didn't quite work out like it does in the artisan bakers. Sentient sourdough? Could happen. But seriously, we're not out of the woods yet, of course, but the fact that we are where we are is thanks to all those key workers in Norfolk in so many different fields, the emergency and health services, care staff, delivery drivers, shop workers, utility workers. We're in your debt and perpetually grateful. Lord knows where we'd be without you.